Prince George RCMP are investigating the shooting of a 15-year-old girl in a parked trailer at Moccasin Flats in the early hours of Wednesday, May 14. A media release sent out just before 10 a.m. that day said the girl sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is still in its preliminary stages, but there is currently no indication there is any increased risk to the general public resulting from this incident, said RCMP Media Relations Officer Corporal Jennifer Cooper. The Serious Crimes Unit is handling the investigation. One officer visited neighboring businesses Wednesday morning to inquire about security footage. Investigators arrived at the crime scene in the early afternoon and began collecting evidence. We are asking that anyone who may have video surveillance or dash camera footage, or any information regarding this incident, please call our non-emergency number to speak with an investigator. A Moccasin Flats resident told the Citizen that he heard shots at about 3 a.m. Police stated the incident happened shortly after 1 a.m. After being interviewed by RCMP, all residents of the camp were ordered to leave the area at about 3:30 a.m. The area surrounding the fifth-wheel trailer, which has been parked at Moccasin Flats for several weeks, was taped off Wednesday as police carried out their investigation. A police cruiser remained parked on one side of the yellow tape while an unmarked vehicle brought officers to the scene just before 9 a.m. Police also taped off a vacant lot on the north side of 4th Avenue at London Street, where a sea can had been used as a shelter. Last week, the city installed locking gates at either end of the encampment. At least one person has been living in the trailer, which is located near the western edge of the Lower Patricia Boulevard encampment, since late winter. About a dozen people are still living there, after efforts were made to establish temporary housing in ATCO trailers on 3rd Avenue and in other locations around the city. This story will be updated when more information becomes available. With files from Colin Slark and Ted Clark.